This issue of Ladies' Circle has an interesting party menu. For an Oktoberfest you'll never forget, say Jawohl to Knockwurst, Bratwurst, and Liverwurst. What do you think?
Well, that sounds like the worst idea yet, Doomcough.
Thelma, it's just a lunch for a few ladies.
This is the most exclusive women's club in the tri-state area. The Exalted Order of Dames.
Hope you're not setting yourself up for social heartbreak. Do you really think you're damehood material?
You know what chatting I am. All I gotta do is impress the hell out of that admitting committee with a menu that'll knock their white gloves off.
Well, this just may be it.
Let me see. Merv Griffin's barbecued chicken wings.
Oh, wings are so in this year.
Oh, Merv served them poolside to 500 of his closest Hollywood pals.
Merv's secret sauce was the talk of Tinseltown.
Well, and it's gonna be the talk of Raytown, too. I would just have an outdoor party, like Merv did.
Well, tell me you don't have a pool.
Well, I'll just hose down the driveway.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Bubba. What's in the box?
This? It's my costume. I got a part in the frat house Follies.
Really? You don't sound very excited about it.
Small part, huh?
No, it's the starring role.
Well, what's the problem? Don't you like the leading lady?
I am the leading lady.
Well, good Lord, Bubba, what are you gonna do next? Run for homecoming queen?
It's just for fun, Grandma. Half the guys in the fraternity are playing girls.
So how did you end up with the lead, Betty Coed?
I read really well, and I had the best legs.
There, you see, Thelma, nothing to worry about.
Of course not. Now, where's Aunt Naomi? I gotta ask her what blusher to wear.
Do not. It's one thing for my grandson to dress up like a girl, but I won't have him looking like a tramp.
Anyway, Bubba, Vint and Naomi are still out house hunting.
Oh, with what those two can afford, they might as well be in search of Atlantis.
Well, you can't blame them for not wanting to live in a basement with a baby coming.
Yeah, they're going for the American dream, a home of their own.
Hell, I've had that dream for years.
Mama, Mama, guess what?
We found it! Our own home!
Let's go, guys!
Congratulations!
Hey, I knew you two could swing it! So where is it?
Far away?
Nope, it's closer than you think.
Oh, I can't wait to see it!
Me either!
Well, come on, I'll show you right now!
Yeah, come on, come on!
Hey!
Come on, come on, Mama! Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on!
Yeah, and I don't have time to go traipsing all the way across the cheap side of town.
Don't worry, we'll be there in a jiffy.
But I didn't even lock the front door. In fact, I never leave the house without my... Oh, my God. What is that ugly eyesore doing in my yard?
Mama, this eyesore is our home.
My, it certainly is... Vint and Naomi!
Isn't it a little piece of heaven?
Are you nuts? This is hell on wheels! But nice!
Well, if you think the outside is nice, wait till you see the inside.
Come on, Mother! Come on! 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 Come on!
Lord. Vint, maybe I should get off. I don't have exact change. Gosh. This must be what they mean when they say as is.
Did you remember to wipe your feet before you came into our home?
No, but I'm gonna wipe them when I get out.
Hi, isn't it cozy?
Well, you said a mouthful. I've been in airplane John's roomier than this.
I don't know, Grandma. It seems plenty big to me.
Ow! Oh.
A little decorating tip. Don't put in a ceiling fan.
I bet the last trip this motorhome made was to the desert.
What makes you think that, Miss Boylan?
Something shed its skin up here.
Well, I believe I've seen enough.
Oh, wait a minute, Miss Harper. Vinton, show your mama to the dining room.
Okay, mama, follow me. Here we are.
Well, that was sure quick. I didn't hardly even work up an appetite.
And now, to convert the matching love seats into an elegant dining area, we simply lift the table and lock the leg into place. Oh, yes.
Maybe we should just go out to eat. You two aren't planning on leaving this piece of junk in my yard, are you?
Of course not, Miss Harper. Just as soon as we get it fixed up, we're going to drive it over to the trailer park on Route 5.
Yeah, Luann is saving us a primo spot. Right between the laundry room and the dog run.
Well, this mobile mansion ought to fit right in. Now, listen up, you two. I've got a very important party planned outdoors on Saturday, and I want this thing out of here by then.
No problem, Miss Harper. All I have got to do is clean it and decorate it.
Oh, we're in big trouble.
Not necessarily, Thelma. We can all pitch in. I'm a whiz at slip covers.
Yeah, and I can help with the heavy cleaning.
Oh, Vinton, just think, honey. In a few days, we'll be out on our own.
Yeah. Oh, Mama, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, sweetie, I'm going to miss you, too. Come here, this is going to be hard on all of us.
Gee, Miss Harper, I'm feeling a little choked up myself.
Oh, now. I say we just throw ourselves into our work. It'll help us forget all this sadness.
Yeah, that's so true, Thelma. Shall we start with the curtains?
Good idea. I'll run in and get my patterns. You all start to measure.
Mama!
Courage, son. Courage! Hot damn, this is my lucky day!
Gee, didn't I pick great material for these curtains? My decorating savvy is really paying off.
You just need a Venus flytrap and a couple of monkeys, and you'll have the Amazon jungle.
Hey, Grandma, how's the ironing going?
Well, I never thought that I would say this to a grandson of mine, but your dress is ready.
Is there something the matter with your feet, Bubba?
Yeah. From trying to learn how to walk in those high heels. I swear, I don't know how you women do it.
Oh, you'll get used to it.
The hell he will. Now listen here, mister. You be careful and don't wrinkle this thing when you sit down, because I ain't ironing it again.
Ooh, thanks, Grandma. Oh, by the way, you think Pearls would be too busy with this?
Ouch! Lord! Remember when college boys used to stage panty raids? Now, instead of stealing them, they're wearing them.
Naomi, I have a little housewarming gift for you and Vint.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, well, I hope you don't already have a set of these.
Well, I don't think anybody's got a set of those.
What are they?
They're windshield wiper cozies. See, when your motor home is not on the road, you simply slip these Scotch Garden beauties over the dormant wipers, and presto, change-o, your windshield affords you a lovely garden view.
Thank you so much.
Well, I swear, Iola, in your hands, felt is a dangerous weapon.
Well, Skeeter, it's really starting to look like home. I just hung up our baby on board sign.
When you gonna hang the one that says moron on board?
You know, Miss Harper, it is precisely cracks like that that make us delighted we're no longer living in your basement.
Oh, do you mean you already moved into the motorhome?
You bet. And I swear, as God is my witness, I will never sleep with my head below street level again.
Oh, yeah? Well, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. So long as y'all get that pile of junk out of my driveway by tomorrow.
Now, don't worry, Mama. We are leaving right on schedule.
Oh, honey, I'm so excited. A home of our own at last.
Oh. Go do it behind closed curtains, you trailer tramps.
Hey, here you go.
That's the ant farm. Oh, for heaven's sake, that Tim Tenement is still here in my yard. I told you those two wouldn't get out of here in time.
Mama, it is not a problem. The Exalted Order of Dames isn't scheduled to be here till 1300 hours.
That is 23 minutes from now.
You just go check the barbecue fire while I light one under the Happy Wanderers. Aren't you people packed yet?
Just one more box, Miss Harper.
Yeah, and this is it, Mama. Ow!
You okay, Uncle Bill?
Lord, you didn't hurt your accelerator foot, did you, son?
No, I'm fine. Fine.
Well, guess I better get going. We have our dress rehearsal this afternoon. Have a nice trip out to the trailer park, you two.
Thanks for the help, big guy.
You come see us really soon now, Bubba. You here?
Yeah. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Okay, goodbye, Bubba.
Naomi. Well, I just hate to say goodbye.
Good. Then let's just say ciao for now. Hasta la vista. Happy trails to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Naomi. Bye-bye. Hello, new life.
Bye-bye.
Hello. I knew this was too good to be true.
We seem to be having a little engine trouble.
Come on, Ola, let's give this sucker a push start.
Follow me, ladies. I suppose this is the way.
Elma, it's the day.
Shut up and push.
Benton, will you come on? Come on, hurry up. The dames are looking at your peonies, but that can't last forever.
Oh, Lord.
Have you found the trouble, sweetie?
I haven't even found the motor.
Oh, forget it, Mr. Lug Wrench.
We're here.
Hurry up. Get inside there. I won't have you embarrassing me in front of the dames.
But Miss Harper...
Get your butts inside.
There you are, Thelma.
Oh, ladies. How good of you all to come. This is my friend, Iola Boylan. She will be serving you today. Now, let me see. It is Tula Jane Barth, right?
No, just call me Dame Barth.
Okay. Dame Barth, Iola Boylan. And Dame Good, Iola Boylan. And, of course, Dame Pearson.
Actually, it's Hi, Dame Pearson.
Hi, Dame.
So, would you care to adjourn to the table, your dameness?
My, isn't this charming? Oh, the flowers, decorations, an alfresco barbecue, and that.
Oh, that! Well, actually, I'm having some workmen fix that up, and then I'm planning to donate that to some charity.
Oh, what a relief. For a moment, I thought somebody was living there.
Oh, heavens, no. I wouldn't put my dog in that thing.
Can we come out now, Mama?
My son. son and my daughter-in-law are helping the workmen, and they probably need my advice. Will you ladies excuse me? Iola, you may serve the tea now.
Yes, Miss Thelma.
Who gave you permission to come out of there?
Mama, I am a grown man. I do not need your permission. Besides, Naomi said it'd be okay.
That's right. Now, Vinton, I want you to get inside and call a mechanic. Quit
and do it and die. Now, I will not have my garden party interrupted by some grease monkey tinkering on this death trap. Now, you get back in there. Well, I see everybody has their orange Pekoe.
Is the crisis resolved, Thelma?
Oh, my, yes. There's nothing like a little problem solving to work up an appetite. Are we ready for lunch?
I'm famished.
Oh, terribly so.
Entree all.
Well, then, let the barbecue begin. Iola?
As you wish, madam.
Well, I planned a little something out of the ordinary for lunch today.
Then it mustn't be chicken wings.
It mustn't?
Oh, we've been served so many chicken wings lately, we're about to take flight.
Well, I would never serve chicken wings.
Well, so many are.
It's all because of that dreadful article in Ladies' Circle.
Merv Griffin's pool party.
Gee, I must have missed that issue. Would you excuse me for a moment? I think I better go inside and help the girl.
We're bored.
Yeah, Mama, what are we supposed to do?
I don't care anything as long as you stay in there and be quiet. Kids.
What is wrong, Thelma? Or should I say boss?
The chicken wings are out.
Well, what are you doing with frozen hamburger?
I am trying to save my bacon. Well, here we are, ladies.
What is that?
This is blackened meatloaf.
Cajun.
Different. Original.
Just a little something that I threw together.
Oh, false modesty is not something we particularly look for, Thelma, in a prospective dame.
Iola, would you watch the barbecue, please? What exactly is it that you do look for?
A dame must be an upstanding member of the community with the highest moral standards. And that, of course, includes her family.
Of course.
Her family?
Oh, of course. excuse me, I will be right... I'll be right back.
Stop what? I was just trying to jimmy this leg back into the table.
Of course you were, son. There, you see, my son was just putting the table leg back in. There's nothing immoral about that. No, siree. My family is as upright and respectable as they come.
Grandma, I can't believe it. I got all dressed up and I forgot my purse.
Mama's right. Respectable.
Oh, oh. Well, I can explain.
There is no need to explain anything. Your family is low class.
Nude.
Lascivious.
Now, if you all want to hang on to your dentures, you take that back.
How dare you threaten a dame?
I'm gonna do more than threaten if you don't get your snooty butts out of my backyard. I don't know why I ever thought I wanted to be a damn dame anyway. I would go nuts if I had to hang around a bunch of sour pusses like you.
Well, I never.
Never.
Never!
Well, I can certainly see why. Get your paws off my peonies on the way out!
mean I can take the rest of the afternoon off, madam?
You bet it does, hon. Sit down right there. Put your feet up. I'm gonna go grill us some wings. We're gonna party down.
Well, one thing we learned from all this, Thelma, at least Murph Griffin knows his chicken wings. They were delicious.
Boy, I'll say. And the best is yet to come. As soon as that mechanic is through fixing that recreational wreck out there, Vinton and Naomi will be out of my hair forever.
Bad news, Mama. The repairs on our motorhome are going to take every cent we got.
Yeah, now we don't have enough money left over to rent our space at the trailer park.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you're thinking about moving back in here.
No way. We've had a taste of freedom. We're not about to give that up.
That's right, Mama. We are going to live in the driveway.
Oh, Lord. Well, at least I know what to get you for a housewarming gift. A new set of shocks.